This is In the Spirit, in association with the International Olympic Committee. Hello and welcome to a brand new series on Monocle 24, celebrating the extraordinary impact every 4 years of the Olympic Games on one of the world's great cities. The Games, of course, always showcase astonishing athletic endeavor, bravery, focus, and conviction from the participants. But the event does so much more. The Games offer, too, a powerful example of how, with a blend of creativity, innovation, fearlessness, and plenty of enthusiasm, urban landscapes, cities' very form and function, can be transformed for those who live, work, play, and visit.
When you see the silhouette of the stadium from various angles, it looks like perhaps the stem of a flower stretching up into the sky. It really is an incredibly distinctive and interesting building to look at, and really was an engineering marvel at the time.
We're going to hear about how the Games transform cities and lives. We'll meet the architects, planners, and designers that drive this process.
The concept of putting a new park running along the waterways right in the centre of the site connects into the 26-mile-long Lee Valley Regional Park, so it's actually part of something much, much bigger.
And we'll meet aspiring athletes too, whose own stories have been shaped by the powerful force for good they felt when their paths crossed with that of the Games. Today we start by meeting a fearless and formidably talented athlete who is dreaming of Tokyo, but whose ambitions were built amongst the parks and playgrounds that were the legacy of the London 2012 Games. Her name is Sky Brown, and she's the 11-year-old skateboarder looking to make history in Tokyo. While talking about her ambitions, hopes, and dreams, Sky takes us around the skate parks and urban infrastructure that transformed London following the 2012 Olympics.
Doing it for us right now in the women's finals, 11 years old.
They're like, oh, this little girl, she's not good. But then when I skate, they're like, oh, she's pretty good.
The youngest competitor in these women's finals, there's that frontside 360.
All the kids that think that they're like too afraid to do it, or if they're like, they think they're too young to do it or something, but it doesn't matter. I think that girls can do whatever boys can do. Why this boy gets to have all the fun?